from KQED.
The manhunt for fugitive ex-LAPD cop Christopher Dorner appears to be over following a dramatic standoff with authorities in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles yesterday. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas joins us with the latest. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
How long is it going to take to figure out whether the charred human remains found in that cabin where the standoff took place actually belong to Dorner?
Well, it could take up to a couple of weeks. At this point, I think authorities are pretty confident that it is him because the man they tracked to this cabin yesterday matched a description given by several witnesses, including some game wardens from the San Bernardino County Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Let's go back in time a little bit. Authorities had lost track of Dorner last Thursday. Then yesterday morning, a couple of maids stumble on him as they arrive to clean an empty cabin.
Right. And then Dorner at that point apparently took these two women hostage, then stole a vehicle belonging to them, tried to make his way out of the area. He crashed that car, then stole another vehicle at gunpoint from a resident up there. And that's when agents from the County Department of Fish and Wildlife got on his trail.
You've got tape from the guy whose car Dorner took. That must have been a frightening moment.
Right. This is the carjacking victim, Kevin Heltebrake. He came face to face with a man. He was just making his way on this fire road in his truck, had his dog with him, and this guy jumped out matching Dorner's description and stopped him.
All of a sudden, I came to a kind of a curve in the road, and this guy jumped out in front of me, pointed a rifle at me. I put my hands up and stopped. He said, "I don't want to hurt you. Just get out and start walking," which is what I did. You know, I was in fear for my life, you might say, but there was no panic involved. He just told me to do something, and I did it.
So that's Kevin Heltebrake, who spoke to KFI, a local L.A. radio news station, yesterday. And then what happened after that?
Well, after that, that's when these agents from the County Department of Fish and Wildlife spotted this white truck. One of the agents got a look inside the vehicle and said that he matched this description of Dorner. So they gave chase. The suspect crashed and then fled into this cabin. And that's when this firefight between San Bernardino County authorities ensued.
It was interesting yesterday, despite really an international media interest in what was going on at the time, it was impossible for anyone to get in close enough to really see what was going on except for law enforcement.
Authorities basically shut down the entire mountain, which, I mean, I will say it's not entirely unusual because this kind of thing does happen from time to time when there's like a major wildfire up in that area. But in this case, I mean, they were closing roads down at the bottom of the mountain, a good, you know, 40 to 50 miles away from where this was all happening.
Later this morning, a funeral service for one of the individuals Christopher Dorner is believed to have killed, Riverside Police Officer Michael Crane.
That's right. Several thousand people are expected to attend, and I'm sure thousands of law enforcement personnel from across the United States and Canada. Governor Jerry Brown will be in attendance as well. And Crane is the second Riverside police officer to be gunned down in the line of duty in about 3 years.
Stephen Cuevas, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.